At the Eisenberg School of Management at UMass Amherst, we give driven business minds the tools to change the world. Take Tony Jordan, class of 95, who translated a love for puzzle solving into a partner role at EY, solving cases of financial fraud. Or Molly Cosgrove, MBA 2014, who works with a team at Ford to create experiences consumers love. And that's just two of over 40,000 alumni worldwide, driving themselves, driving their industries, driving success. Eisenberg, we drive the driven.
Blog Talk Radio.
And thank you for joining me, everyone. This is Charles Moskowitz doing the program today on Blog Talk Radio as I continue my adventure in figuring out the intricacies of the OBS system so I can do the video. But here I am, and I'm waiting for my guest, Jeffrey Katz, who will joining me shortly. Jeffrey is the author of The Secret Life, a book of wisdom from the great teacher. And that great teacher being none other than Maimonides, the great Jewish rabbi and physician of the Middle Ages, a very powerful and influential figure, both in his own right as a philosopher, but also as a bridge figure in terms of not only simplifying and codifying Jewish knowledge and Talmudic knowledge into Judaism, but also bringing it to bringing Greek knowledge, the philosophy of the ancient Greeks, into not only the Jewish world but into the Islamic world and into the Christian world. Maimonides was also a physician for Saladin, who was the head of the Islamic world in his day. And he was one of his followers and admirers was St. Thomas Aquinas, who played a major role in introducing Catholicism into the mix. So we're just waiting here for Jeffrey. I'm not sure what the holdup is, but let me just see if I can get him up on Skype and ask him to call. All right, here we go. Excellent, Jeffrey. Okay, give me a call. I'm just waiting for the call. We're on the air. Thank you very much. All right. You know, these things in this wild west world of internet, you know, and being kind of a ham-handed, as anyone knows who's known me over the years, when it comes to technology, it's just it's an ongoing problem. However, it is a wonderful thing, and I'm not criticizing. It's amazing what we can do in this day and age, you know. And as a former radio talk show host, I particularly am thrilled for the opportunity to do this. All right, Jeffrey Katz is with us. Jeffrey is the author of The Secret Life, a book of wisdom from the great teacher. Jeffrey, how are you?
Great to be here with you, Chuck. Thank you.
You're welcome. This book, as I was introing before you joined me, derives its wisdom and its principles of life from the great Jewish physician and rabbi Maimonides, Moses ben Maimon. Talk a little bit about who Maimonides was and his significance.
Sure. Maimonides was one of the greatest thinkers of the past 1,000 years. He lived in the 1100s. He was born in about 1135, died in 1204. As you mentioned, Chuck, he was a religious thinker, a rabbi, one of the preeminent doctors of his time. He was the court physician to the Sultan Saladin in Egypt. He was an astronomer. He was really a Renaissance man hundreds of years before the Renaissance. He's actually the only personality after Bible times who is celebrated by all of the three major Western religions of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. So if those three can get together and agree on something, you know, you have something pretty special there. You know, usually
he was an extraordinary influence. He was the personal physician of Saladin, who was the head of the Islamic world at the time. He lived in Egypt. But he also was a major influence on St. Thomas Aquinas, who played a major role in revitalizing and modernizing Catholicism. And one of the things that he's known for, besides a complete redaction of the Talmud, which is an incredible accomplishment, was the book, The Guide to the Perplexed, which my understanding has to do with the bringing of Greek knowledge from Aristotle in particular, but the Greek philosophers, into the Middle Ages, both by introducing it into Judaism and also Christianity and Islam.
Yeah, well, Maimonides, yes, that's all true. Maimonides, one of the principles he stood for was that we will accept truth and good things regardless of the source they're from. So, you know, many people didn't like him because he looked beyond traditional sources. He looked beyond the Bible, beyond the Talmud for wisdom. And when he found wisdom and truth in classical Greek sources, in Aristotle and Plato and in others, he was the first one to acknowledge that. So, you know, people might say that in today's day and age, maybe in Washington, D.C., if there were a little bit more of a willingness to look at good things and work together on common ground, regardless of the source that they come from, we would probably, all be a little bit better off. You know, one thing also that's so nice. One of my goals here, Maimonides so influenced me over the course of my own life. I wanted to put in one place the most inspirational teachings from Maimonides, and that's really what I was delighted to be able to do here. You know, ordinarily, if you wanted to learn about Maimonides, you'd usually have to go to some academy or some university or read hard-to-understand 1,000-page tomes. Here, I've put a book, and I've tried to make it very accessible. No background is needed. The language is very simple, and yet Maimonides' main ideas, and to me, the most inspirational ones, and the most really applicable to today, are what I laid out. So I was really so grateful that I had the opportunity to do that.
No, it's an incredible thing to take the sweeping and at times complex philosophy and beliefs of Maimonides and put it into a very practical short book, The Secret Life, and make it so that it's applicable to anyone in terms of our daily lives and what we want to incorporate into our life as a value, as a way of advancing our own selves, our own souls, our own, you know, practical existence. Talk a little bit, if you will, about the various modalities that you raise here, because you raise five principles that Maimonides, you derive from the Maimonides teaching.
Right. And those five principles are charity, justice, unconditional love, a higher calling, and resilience. You know, and to touch on them here, you know, in today's society, we find ourselves bombarded nonstop with just information. Like every screen we're looking at, there's just the endless streams of information vying for our attention. And, I mean, most of it happens also to be trivial. So many of us wind up spending the greater part of our day just like managing or responding to, you know, these like reams, bombardments of triviality that are coming our way. And it's not a very satisfying or meaningful, you know, way of life. And that's really borne out, Chuck, by rates of depression in our society, even rates of suicide and drug abuse. You know, people get the sense, and I think people at this point have a visceral understanding already, that this direction is really not such a happy direction for us. So Maimonides urged people to do many of the good things that they do. He urged them to kind of keep it to themselves, keep part of it a secret, you know, hence secret life. You know, Chuck, when you hear about, you know, someone having a secret life, you know, that can conjure up things that are sometimes really tawdry or, you know, perhaps even illegal. But not all secret lives, Chuck, have a dark side. And Maimonides implored us to lead a secret life of goodness, a life where we would strive to get back to discover and then to develop our most noble selves, to get back in touch and with a commitment to true justice, and also to spend a significant amount of our time and energy on a regular basis, perhaps even every day, on pursuing a higher calling, you know, something that can get us out of the routine and off the merry-go-round. He shows us how we can each find our own individual, what he would call our own individual perfection, our ultimate purpose and game-changing goal in life, you know, a higher calling that can literally transform our lives and make them really meaningful journeys, both on the individual level and for us as a society, because he not only does he have very practical solutions for the individual, but also ideas that if they would heed them in Washington, D.C., we'd probably be a lot better off as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that one of the aspects that you mentioned, the secret aspect, which is, you know, the maintaining of a secret life in the best sense, you know, a sovereign individual who derives meaning from within and from a personal, spiritual, even intellectual place, that when that translates, for example, into charity, which is the first of the five principles, that the highest form of charity is one done anonymously so that you can preserve the dignity of those receiving the charity and not do it so you can gain some kind of an ephemeral benefit from it. And the other values seem to be that way as well.
Right. That's exactly right. And looking at the anonymous side of charitable giving, there is certainly the aspect that you mentioned, and that's a tremendous point, and Maimonides emphasizes it, to keep the identity of the recipient of the charity anonymous. But there's also the corresponding point that it's beneficial, Chuck, for the donor to remain anonymous as well. And Maimonides also emphasizes this in his 8 ladders of charity that I talk about in the book, because from the donor's perspective, if you think about it, it's so ironic, Chuck, because charity is something, obviously, that you give. You give charity, and charity is about giving. The irony is that by getting involved in charity on a regular basis, you get so much in return. There are so many secret benefits. You see, Maimonides understood that people are actually the happiest and themselves the most productive when they make helping others a regular part of their lives. Because, you know, when you're involved, and Maimonides talks so much about this, when you're involved in helping others, you just feel blessed and fortunate because you see, you know, the person who's getting the help, how needy they are. And then you contrast it with your own situation. It makes you feel so blessed and fortunate. And when you feel like that, you just become happier. And then happy people tend to be more productive. And they also then go out and do more good in the world, which leads to a great cycle of positivity, which is one of the secret benefits of charity. But even beyond that, when one's involved in charity, he develops a sense of empathy, a real sense of understanding the other person, the person he's helping. Now, empathy is one of the most important elements in any personal relationship. So when someone develops his or her sense of empathy by doing charitable work, that bleeds into all of the other relationships. That extends to all other relationships that the person has, deepening them and strengthening them. So all your relationships wind up becoming stronger as a result. And as if that's not enough, being charitable and getting used to parting with your money regularly on a charitable basis also makes you much more inclined to take advantage of good business opportunities when they come along. Because face it, sometimes making a good investment can be daunting.
A stronger person. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Jeffrey, my new program is only giving me 15 minutes today, so I'm going to have to do another program with you once I figure out how to get the full 30 minutes. I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. The program will be posted on YouTube. The book is The Secret Life. Jeffrey Katz is my guest, a book of wisdom from the great teacher, available at major bookstores and online. Jeffrey, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Chuck. It was a pleasure.
All right. Thanks so much. And I shall
return to
your usual time tomorrow. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Space. Some regions are vast and empty, other areas we call closets. Fortunately, Kevin from the Container Store has answers.
Right.
Kevin, what gives you the power over space?
I'd say Elfa customizable closets. With free design and Elfa's adjustable shelving and drawers, I can create space in any size closet.
Kevin, master of space and closets.
Or just Kevin. Plus, right now, save 30% on Elfa and installation and earn up to $500 in credit through February 10th.
At the Container Store, where space comes from.
Wait, where is that music coming from?
You deserve fulfillment. You deserve opportunity. You deserve excellence. Encore Boston Harbor is hiring, and we have every kind of job for one kind of person. Exceptional. Click here to learn more. You deserve an encore.